Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Vanderbilt down at SEC Media Days today. Zach Ellis joins us now from VUCommodores.com. He was with the Vandy crew down there. Zach, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Still not quite in Nashville yet. The Commodore contingent is still in the van on the way back right now. Not had a lot of luck with traffic today, but hope to be back home in Nashville here pretty soon.
Did I see a stop at the Varsity maybe before you got out of Atlanta?
Ooh.
You did indeed. Had to make a stop there before we got out of town. Surprisingly, none of the three Commodores with us had ever been there, so that was nice to kind of introduce them to that.
Burgers
and
Ladarius Wiley had never been there.
We had a taste of Atlanta.
Wiley had never been there. We had him on the other day talking about how he missed In-N-Out Burger. He should.
I don't think he'd been there. Now, Coach Mason had been there. He stopped by. He didn't eat, but he stopped by before he left too, and said hello, but did not. No, I don't think any of the players had been there. So it was a little bit of a unique experience. Now, myself, having lived in Atlanta for 5 years prior to being here, had been many times to the Varsity and was definitely encouraging us to make that stop before we left.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I was gonna ask is whose decision was that? Like, hey, before we get on the road, we got to stop at the Varsity. Was that Larry Leathers, Derek Mason?
I'd like to give to take credit for that. I got to give it to Larry Leathers though. He was the one who pushed for it, and I just didn't argue it. That's what happened.
Awesome. So describe your experience today, if you would, with the Vanderbilt crew.
It was funny. This is number 5 for media days I've been to, but obviously for everyone in this situation, it was different being down in Atlanta because everyone's so used to Hoover and kind of knows where to go. This time we were all kind of, having to look around. We got in, later last night and kind of walked around the hotel to look around where everything was. The main room where all the coaches did their big live SEC Network addresses was in the College Football Hall of Fame, but most stuff was over in the Omni Hotel right next door in a similar setup to what they did in Hoover, but still a little different. But, it was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, the three guys we had here in Kyle Shermer, Justin School, and Darius Wiley, veterans on this team, listening to Derek Mason talk about this team, you can tell that he's excited about what he's got. I mean, I think he said this is the most depth he's had since he's been here. He also said that this is the most fun he's been having as a coach in the 4 or 5 seasons he's been around this program. So, does that translate to wins? You got to wait till the fall to find that out. But certainly from a positivity standpoint, this crew kind of went through the gauntlet of all their interviews and seemed pretty happy with what they've got coming up here in the fall.
How much does what happened last year kind of resonate, maybe leave a bad taste in guys' mouths where they say, we don't ever want to feel like that again? Because, you start out 3-0 and then the wheels just came off for a long stretch.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the thing that someone asked Derek Mason that. He said, I don't even know if it was Alabama as much as, the physicality of that Kansas State game. Such a tough win for them there. I think it was 14-7, something just a defensive kind of matchup, and then could go to Alabama, just the physicality of them. I think it was Alabama, Florida, Georgia, something along those lines in that stretch there last year, just sort of a brutal stretch of the schedule. Now, they don't really harp too much on that. They look more forward than anything, and, if you ask any of them, they'll tell you MTSU is the game on September 1st, their opener, that they're most focused on. But, I do think that they definitely want to get that out of the taste of their mouth. I think that Derek Mason does, too. He's a defensive coach. He's a guy in defense. It's his bread and butter. And so to go out there and have a defense that really had been what Vanderbilt had been under him for a long time, I know that that's certainly something that he holds dear to his heart. And so coming in now, obviously they've got a new defensive coordinator and Jason Tarver, a guy that had coached with Derek Mason for a long time on the West Coast. They were co-defensive coordinators at Stanford. And he said today, hey, there's only two guys I would entrust this defense with, and Jason Tarver and Lance Anderson, who's currently the defensive coordinator at Stanford, and he got one of them. So he's pretty happy about that. The guys are happy about it, talk about the energy he brings. And, from that standpoint, they're kind of moving forward in 2017. It's kind of just that. It's in the past.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And it hadn't really gotten talked about a lot until today. But, the freedom now that Derek Mason has to kind of take a step back and manage every aspect of the program, having Tarver in as defensive coordinator, a guy he trusts, a guy he's exceptionally close with. I think that's going to be huge for him.
I think it will be, too. And, I mean, you know, Gary Mason kept using the term, quote, the CEO of the program, just being able to look at everything from kind of a 30,000-foot view. Hadn't been able to do that really since the first season that he'd been here when, you know, he'll tell you things are kind of flying at him, learning how to be a head coach. A lot of things were different. Ever since that second season, he held the reins of the defense, and the results have certainly been there. But I think he saw that maybe he was spreading himself too thin, and he would tell you that. And now he's excited to give it to a guy who, you know, hey, like I said, they were co-defensive coordinators at Stanford. They run the same system. And you talk to these kids, and they're going to tell you there's not a lot of differences. I mean, they speak the same language. The two guys are very close. I mean, when Jason Tarver moved to town prior to getting his family here, he lived in the above-garage apartment of Derek Mason here in Nashville. So they were essentially roommates again for a little while. They were going through spring practice. And so, you know, you hope that coaches will get a guy in there that they kind of speak the same language and they're close with, and you know, that he won't have to take the reins over for any reason at all. But, you know, certainly he still has his head popping in the meeting rooms and things like that. And he talks about that with defensive backs in particular, Derek Mason does. But when you hear him talk about Jason Tarver, you can tell he's really excited about that. And you can tell with the defense, I think, returned something like four or five official starters. You're going to see a lot of new faces out there and hopefully a new level of energy. That's what the guys seem to say after spring and through summer.
Not many teams have the luxury of a guy with the talent and the experience on the level of Kyle Shurmur. You know, he's certainly a guy that I think Vanderbilt fans and anybody who follows SEC football, they're looking to see what kind of year he has. You know, personally, he can set a lot of records, but a great year from him could certainly put Vandy back in a bowl game.
You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'd be curious to know how many SEC quarterbacks coming into the year have as many starts as he does going into this year. I mean, because he's a guy who, you know, the end of his freshman year became the starter, has really been that guy since then. And you know, he understands the leadership that kind of comes with that. I think the offense in general, despite losing Ralph Webb, you're going to see, I think, a lot of playmaking ability on that side of the ball. I mean, you got your entire starting offensive line back. You got your tight end and Jared Pinkney. You got some guys on the edge. You can really make a difference. Kalijah Lipscomb was one of those guys. It was a long ball threat for them back then. But it all does start, I think you're right, with what Kyle can do at quarterback. And he's a guy who potentially has a very bright NFL future and wants to close out, I think, his final season here at Vanderbilt on a high note. When you've got experience, then that's a real good benefit going into the year at a position that, obviously is one of the most, if not the most important on the field.
Well, Zach, we appreciate the time, man, and safe travels on the way back in.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.